it has this feeling like Streets of Rage or Final Fight or another side scroller beat 'em up. You know how in those games you'll be like walking down the street beating up opponents or whatever, and then there are non-opponent characters who are just like posted up on the wall smoking or like playing mm-hmm. pool, or just they're just like completely chill. They're here too. They're just all at the urinal, just standing completely still and finishing their piss, even as you can bump into them and they didn't fucking know.
You bump into them, they have one line of dialogue that they yes. say, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
hey.
Welcome to town, stranger.
Hey.
Welcome to town, stranger.
There's
one guy in there, if you suplex your friend into his butt, he gives you a side quest.
That's
There's another guy, you suplex your friend into his butt, coins fly out of his head.
A whole turkey will come out, and you can recover full health with
it. If you eat the turkey off the floor of the old row bar bathroom, it will make you healthier.
That's right.
To the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. If you would like another, that's too bad. You don't need another one. It's your doctor speaking. My doctor, perhaps, in another country that doesn't require a medical degree. Yeah, I'll go ahead and say it.
What's the most complicated medical procedure you could perform in an emergency? You know what I'm really asking. Could you give somebody a tracheotomy?
Why is that the standard that I went to instantly?
Ryan, are you saying you need one?
No.
Like right now?
I mean, to be fair, I don't know. Maybe that will fix my voice, but I'm fine. But I like do you think you could successfully perform a tracheotomy?
No. No. Let's let's be real. I don't think I could successfully, because I think the standard is a tracheotomy, because that is what is performed in a number of sitcoms.
Sitcoms?
Oh, yeah. This was a thing. Like, there's an episode of MASH where somebody is told to perform a tracheotomy who is not a surgeon, and they're told that. I think there's an episode of Night Court.
So
an older enough.
We mean sitcoms back when Spencer was a kid, when like TV was like unregulated.
Yeah,
yes,
you could put trachea. You know, hey kids, watch this.
When they didn't do things, that were, you know, they didn't have to have a disclaimer like, hey, the things depicted in this show are strictly ignorant. Do not attempt to trach your friend.
Right.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. I'm going to tracheotomy wee man.
Yeah, that's the yeah.
So
apparently
why don't you think you could do that. Why don't you think you could do this?
I think because it involves cutting through a pretty bony part of the body right there, and I think that's probably.
What do you think a tracheotomy is?
You have to cut through the throat, which has like the larynx right there. That's.
What do you think the larynx is?
Pretty bony, man. Grab it.
It is. It's pretty firm. I don't know if it's bone firm, but.
Yeah. Like, that's a.
Okay.
That, yeah. I'm
okay.
not. Listen, I want to go on the record and say this, that I am the one saying, no, I will not just go willy-nilly into someone's throat with some rubbing alcohol in the back half of a pen. Okay.
I will meet you halfway and admit that the trachea is cartilaginous.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not going. That's above
also not what he meant.
What did he mean?
No, I mean he did not mean cartilaginous. He means he thinks it has bones.
Isn't there a xiphoid process in there? Seriously, I think there's a little shard.
That's not
There's a little shard of bone in there, I believe. But you
xiphoid,
know,
that's not
no,
a real word.
The xiphoid process, I'm looking it up, is at the lower end of the sternum.
Okay.
Ryan,
you are thinking
you
of...
your brother on and ask him if it's easy to... Just have him teach us to do tracheotomies over the podcast.
Hold on, I'm going to text
that
him.
That seems really irresponsible. The hyoid bone. It's the hyoid bone.
What do we do if someone listening to this needs one right now?
Hold on.
Oh, they're toast.
Here's what I'm going to give them.
Just hang
How
on.
How hard would it be to teach an amateur to give a perform, let's be proper here, a tracheotomy?
And can you do, and are you free right now?
Let's see what he says. He might not respond, and if he doesn't, medical license suspended.
No,
podcast medical license suspended.
The Toddcast.
This is Toddcast business.
I think here's what I know I could do. Okay, yeah. This is a procedure. It's a veterinary procedure, so I feel a little bit better about it.
All right.
You have to look up when you have a large breed dog or any dog that tends to bloat, and I don't mean like gain weight. I mean like suffers from the condition bloat, where like their stomach flips, and it's called gastric torsion. And what you have to do is you will have to relieve the pressure. Right.
I got asked to mute my Nintendo before the show. Like that was going to interfere with this.
This is gold. And you take the pen, right? You can do this with a pen, or you can do this with pretty much any reasonably clean sharp object. And you will have to.
I thought he said you can do this with any shark, and I'm like, yeah, sure. That's where this is going.
First of all, go get a shark. Second of all,
if you don't have homemade, store bought is fine.
The barefoot Contessa would never stand for that. I would never store by my shark.
Man, I need some prunes and Armagnac right now.
But that's, I feel like I could do that procedure because, you know.
Wait, what do you have to do? You didn't even say what it was.
You have to relieve the pressure in the abdominal cavity. Yeah, so you got to make a gas hole.
That's a trach.
What a new experience, first of
all. All right.
What, you described the closest medical procedure to a tracheotomy.
Ryan, why are you... Dude, what, you have got such a, like... You've got such zeal for wanting me to perform a tracheotomy on a human being.
No, that's not what you're hearing.
No.
That's what I'm hearing. I remember Ryan's like, yeah, man, you got to do it.
That's...
You got to get out in them streets.
That's not what you're hearing.
I like that your takeaway from this is that I'm incepting you to tracheotomy a stranger for no reason.
Okay. Ryan, I'm too close to the situation, and you're a state away. He's getting worse, right?
I think that's right.
No. Okay. We're fine. So I'm going to have to go out in them streets and do a couple of tracheotomies.
Them streets.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Going to have to do it. Woo! That's good. What do you think? What about for you? Like, what medical procedure do you feel like you could handle?
Heimlich.
Yeah.
How confident are you?
Well, is it okay if we break ribs?
Yeah, go nuts. We got to get that thing out.
Then I'm fine. Like, I'll just... Because here's the thing. If you've ever had to, like, carry an angry four-year-old across a house...
That's basically a Heimlich.
Yeah, that's basically the Heimlich, where you're just like, you got to get the firm around the torso. Like, if I'm just doing that to a grown adult who's not fighting me, yeah, I feel like I can fucking nail it.
Would somebody fight you while choking? That's what
I'm That'd be amazing. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Then you can break twice as many ribs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save your life and beat your ass.
I think that's what happened to Drew Brees.
Rub some vitamins on it, Drew.
I've always wanted to apply a tourniquet as well. These are all things I feel like you learn reading, like, Hatchet and books like them growing up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you
learned... Johnny Tremaine. I can handle a silver burn.
Yeah.
Could you cauterize somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
That seems easy, right?
I think so, but I...
For
I
whom?
I think the question is knowing when to stop.
I'll say it, like, seems. How about this? Not easy, but simple. It seems simple.
Straightforward.
Yes. Yeah. There's only one step.
The process seems fairly direct.
Yeah.
It does seem direct. I just, man, that's a moment when you're like, I have to do this. And yeah, no, that's.
Do you think you could deliver a baby? A stranger's baby?
Again, these were things that sitcoms made seem much easier than they actually are.
Yes, that's true, but you have two children, so you know that childbirth is almost nothing like what it's depicted as in most films and television shows.
No boiling water was used, right?
How, like, Ryan, how are you grading that? Because it's coming out. So like, yeah. what is the, how do you determine a successful?
All right, well, let's go through the steps here. One, the catch, I would argue, is the most successful part of it.
Okay, okay, like, yeah, yeah.
Like, right. if you drop the baby upon delivery, you might as well not have been there. You might as well have left this poor woman just on a California king.
I'm realizing I was sort of thinking past the basics, but yes, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And then I guess it's really just up to the mother to be like, hey, how would you grade Spencer's performance as like a birth coach?
I was pretty good. I was pretty good. I feel like I can do... I know I can cut a cord.
Catching the baby one-handed while being on his phone, I feel like, yeah.
somebody had to put it on Insta. Come on.
On Insta?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he was on Twitter. Don't lie.
It was fine. I can cut. Like, I can catch and I can cut. So that's pretty much what I could do. After that, we're going to need some professionals in the room.
I am texting your wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I
feel like I could do that.
Ryan, did Todd get back to us yet?
Todd hasn't gotten back to us yet.
That is...
Please hurry,
you know what? File a medical complaint against him for lack of response.
It could be that he's sending an ambulance to my house to be like, Jesus, what is he doing? Stop it.
Is filing a medical complaint in the state of Florida even a thing? He lives in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Who are you going to file a complaint with? They don't have a good argument.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're going to tell Hooters?
I'm going to go down to Beth O'Brady's and swear out the magistrate.
They sent me a 20% off coupon and told me not to sue.
Our apologies on your death.
Pardon
your Hooters debt will decrease by 10%.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to 6 months of medical school at Hooters University if you call me Hooters. It's Dr. Hooters to you. That is, Jason, let's get your answer. What is the thing you feel like, the medical procedure you feel like you could handle?
I like the sound of trying cauterizing. That sounds pretty
You sound fired up.
I mean, I'll say it like this. Like, let's say if I had a, like, well, we've all been watching WandaVision. If you had a vision, right? Mm-hmm. You'd say, like, hey, does this hurt? Right? It was like, he could just wipe his memory or something, right? It'd be great to test cauterizing on vision. He'll get over it, and he's a very nice guy.
Sure.
It's just really fucking interesting that you can, like burn part of your body, and it's like, oh, good idea.
Thank you.
Phew, I'm glad you did that.
Okay, what in your house, oh, wait, Todd just texted back. So the question again was, how hard would it be to teach an amateur to perform a tracheotomy? He said 2 days.
Like 2 full days?
I let's assume that means 2 work days with like long lunches.
So like
that seems like
14 hours.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
We don't have that kind of time, Todd.
I appreciate. You know what I appreciate about my brother? He didn't ask why. He just gave me the answer.
Because
he'd be like
just...
liable or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If he asked why.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also didn't answer one of my immediate question, which is an amateur what?
I do it for the love of the trach, all right?
Amateur baseball player like Tim Tebow.
A freelance doctor.
Jason, what in your house?
I love the gig economy.
You need to cauterize somebody right now.
Uber tracheotomies. To be here in 45 minutes.
Jason, you need to cauterize somebody at your house right now. What is the tool you are going for?
I got one of them little candle lighters. So
an Amen flame.
Yeah, I can set, I mean, literally anything on fire with that.
That's what it's called, an Amen flame.
Those little long-necked.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a little long-necked lighter.
I've never heard the term, but I'm very enthusiastic about it.
We got these ones where you can angle the neck
with like the telescoping neck.
Yeah, you can. So if you have like a weird candle, you can. But I mean, shit, I got that. I'm good. Set up fucking anything on fire and just jab it in there. See what happens.
Interesting. Yeah.
And sure. Then and now we're talking. This tailgate.
I've heard that's one of the most important parts of the Hippocratic Oath, which is just jab it in there.
First, yep. Do the arm.
I mean, when they wrote that shit, they were dumber than we are. So
it's true.
If we showed them that, you know, they'd be like, "Wow, you guys are the smart guys here."
If you went back to like ancient Greece with an aim and flame, you'd be fucking emperor in a day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Or someone would beat you with a rock for your aim and flame. That's probably how.
No,
hey,
that'd be ancient Rome, not ancient Greece. Ancient Greece, they'd respect a man of knowledge. Ancient Rome, yeah, they'd stab you.
He's brought the
you.
Flame of wisdom.
That's right.
He's stolen fire from the gods. Tie him to a tree and let the vultures eat his liver.
And that's how Jason changed history and invented pro wrestling centuries before it actually started.
No, they were on wrestling. They loved wrestling.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. They
really,
were all about it.
Really loved wrestling.
Sparta, though, they would run terrified from it. That's it. You'd light that flame and they'd go, ah, because the Spartans are dumb as hell. Wow. Just the dumbest people in history.
The dumbest people in history.
The dumbest. I'm just going to go ahead and lay that out there.
They're content. They're in the tournament.
Okay.
Yeah. They're at least a 2 seed in that tourney. At least. Like, they got a whole story about a boy who gets his liver eaten by a wolf but doesn't cry. And they're like, good, that's good. That's what we want. This is my philosophy course, my history course, where we introduce everybody with the Spartans, who were dumb as shit. That's like section one of the curriculum. And then it'll be like, you know, the Mongols, who were dumb as shit. Very aggressive, but dumb as shit.
I actually would like...
How are the Mongols dumb? They can hear you. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. They can't get to me. They don't have boats. They only have horses.
They could put a horse on a boat.
They didn't get very far.
Did Mongols have boats?
They did.
They tried to invade Japan. It didn't work.
Yeah,
it
didn't work.
But that was because of the divine wind. Spencer, you do not have the divine wind in your favor.
Okay, so
you'll be hearing from the Mongols shortly.
They didn't have boats. What they did instead was just subjugate the Chinese and the Koreans and had them build boats.
Maybe they're a little smarter than I thought.
See?
They're excellent managers.
Yeah, they knew what they couldn't do.
Yeah.
And that's a form of intelligence.
I can think of multiple media companies at which this would be lauded.
I can think of multiple media companies that basically operate off this model.
This is basically, isn't this Dabo? Like, I can't do that. I'm going to go get somebody who can. That's it. Is Dabo a Mongol? No.
I think Genghis Khan paid his players.
Yeah, he did. That's true. He was all for it too. But yeah, that's my gloating history. History looking back unsympathetically on people who came before us.
Holly, what is the medical procedure that you would perform?
God damn it. I was betting silently to myself that we would get to the end of the show without anybody asking me that.
Nope.
I'm going to ruin this show all night. I want to be very clear. All expectations I will ruin.
I am fine with this. I want to be clear. I'm fine with this.
So what's your pick?
I think that I could probably splint, not a compound fracture, but I think I could probably splint a basic fracture.
That's a good one. That's a useful one. Yeah. So to review, if the four of us are the medical team, I will Heimlich someone. Jason will cauterize their wound. Holly will splint a non-compound fracture, and Spencer will let the gas out of a dog.
Yes. So if you have
one each according to his ability, two each according to his dog.
You don't want me near the people. Just put me out there with the big dogs.
I think what if we open a veterinary center and then we all focus on dogs? I don't want to cauterize it.
I don't want to Heimlich a dog. A dog's not going to be cooperative.
That'll just be snuggles. The dog would love
that. What if we practice on Spencer?
That'd be fine. Same thing. If you can Heimlich a bear, you could Heimlich a dog.
I can't Heimlich a bear.
I've always said
that. I can't Heimlich a bear.
Can you take a picture cuddling a bear in the snow for your beautiful prom photo with a bear?
Yeah.
Did you see this? Have we seen this?
Yes.
I've seen
this. No, the most confusing shit.
Have we seen this?
It's like, did we get?
I like that your approach to that is confusing and not, oh my God, the bear's going to eat the woman. You're like, no. What is the raison d'etre behind this?
I don't know if the bear seems like into it, which is the confusing part. The bear's like, yes, dear.
That thread went some places.
Yeah, there's lots of old books about women marrying bears, apparently. That sounds worth unearthing. And I'm using marrying as a euphemism here. Mm.
Consider the man of the 1950s and whether he was indeed preferable to a bear. Well, one might say no. I would say yes. The bear has definite advantages over the man. He honestly probably has more skills, just life skills in general. The bear's like got the clear advantage there. The bear's like can find food, can keep you warm. Right.
Never needs you to do laundry.
He's never going to be like, oh, honey, I lost the mortgage at the track.
You know who won't use up all the fucking hot water? A bear.
You know who'll just disappear, mind his own business, and shut the fuck up for like 5 months at a time? You only have to see him. A bear.
Yep.
Jason, I know that you're dabbling in pastorhood is not, you know, not a total career for you, but I feel like you could become a marriage counselor with just this one piece of advice.
I'll keep that in mind once the...
Dabble in the woods for 5 weeks.
As the ministry expands, we're just going to send all the husbands out into the woods.
Just go into the woods for 5 weeks.
We need you to... 40 days and nights, I'm seeing for you, till you have a vision telling you to come back.
Alternatively, a good way to sort of ask yourself, am I being a good partner, is... Imagine your partner is with a bear instead of you and honestly assess, like, are they better off? You need to outperform a bear as a partner to be pulling your weight.
So we're talking about, like, replacement bears or replacement level husbands?
Value over bear, yes.
Yeah. Value over replacement. I'm
Vorb.
Say it in a bear voice.
So what we have is like the world's most average husband is a bear named Vorb.
Yes.
Vorb the bear. Yes.
That, and by the way, Jason, the bear in those prom photos, that's Vorb.
That is Vorb. Yeah. He's not even married to those ladies. They're just like, we want to take photos, and Vorb is like, someone needs to step. I'm not the stepfather. I'm the father who stepped up. That's Vorb.
Yeah. Because that photographer went to Bear Town, and they're like, listen, I need photos for this, and I need the one who's...
Bearburg.
Bearburg.
Listen, the ladies are so sad. Won't someone be a man who is a bear?
Right. And they asked, like, three bears, and first bear was like, no, I got to be honest, bro, I'm going to eat him. So first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to eat him.
Yeah,
I'm just going to rip
little.
Him. I know, like, but I'm going to keep it a buck here. I'm going to eat the people. And it's like, okay, cool, not you. And then they go to number two.
You have daughters, and one of you is the titular character, so I need to direct everyone involved here towards the comic book My Boyfriend is a Bear, which is about exactly what it says it is about.
Good to know.
Yeah.
All right, so Bear 2.
Yeah, Bear 2 was like, yeah, no, same. Like, I'm totally going to eat it. And then Vorb was like, you know what? I've really wanted my whole life to just... I just want to help women. I want to provide some comfort to somebody and share all this love I got.
I think there's also a bear in there who's like, it's going to take how long? I'm not sitting still for six fucking hours for these photos.
Yeah.
No.
I'm wearing my leather vest.
I'm trying to play Counter-Strike. I got things to do.
Maybe Bear 2 was
the
like,
Lakers are playing.
Does this woman own a dumpster of great abundance? And they're like,
she's got a regular trash bag. Pass.
Yeah, that's not going to do it for me, man.
Oh, yeah. The most beautiful bear making demands.
Yeah.
That's why I'm dating this Stuckies.
Bro,
laying that pecan log.
Bro, I'm in a
relationship. Sorry, Mom.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No.
No, I'm not.
Bro, I'm in a relationship with this strip mall sushi joint, and, like, I got to say, it's real strong.
Oh, just, my God.
Me and that delicious dumpster. Yeah. So then Vorb came in. And Vorb, oh, God. I said that, didn't I?
Texting your wife again.
But, yeah. Then Vorb comes on the scene. And now Vorb is, like, a really, really accurate test of whether, you know, you're a good partner or not. Because are you outperforming the bear? I gotta say, I'm running through the list of my head, and it is not looking good for me.
Forbes a good listener?
Yeah. You walk around the house and you're like, I didn't really, help out with anything today. You know, I didn't listen at all. And you look out the window and you see Vorb standing in the street just shaking his head at you. I know.
I like that we've created the character Vorb, the marriage counseling bear.
Vorb, the disapproving bear husband.
The Mendoza line of bears.
He's not mad.
The
he's
Mendoza.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mendozan.
Yes.
The Mendoza line. Kids, that's a baseball joke. Ask your grandparents.
Oh, God. Vorb is an excellent test of your relationship. So thank you for gifting us this, Jason. And bringing him into our lives.
I'm glad we got something out of it. I finally have peace with the lady bear photos.
We can put Vorb on a shirt, right?
I'm sure. in times like this, I like to ask myself, what would Vorb do? Would Vorb on a shirt? If Vorb was not Vorb.
Vorb, you know what Vorb would do? He'd think about it.
He'd think I could raise money and buy something for my wife.
Yeah.
That's what Vorb would say.
Yeah.
Vorb doesn't think of it as taking the kids because they're his kids. It's not babysitting. It's not even his turn. It's just Vorb's with the kids. That's it. He doesn't take the kids, he's with the kids.
Damn. Vorb's a good partner.
Man, just be like Vorb. That's what
I think saying Vorb likes his children, this elevates him above average.
God.
Let's be honest. He's now 90th percentile husband.
Man, fuck. I don't know how I feel about that as a criteria because we are entering a full year of Zoom school. I need to know more about these kids.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. Are these adorable?
You don't have to like every child.
No, Vorb only likes outdoor kids. If your kid just wants to play, Minecraft all day, Vorb's not. Like, what can Vorb do with that? Vorb doesn't even have opposable thumbs.
This is unfair, though. Vorb has massive advantages here. Because, first of all, if he gets mad, those kids are going to shut the fuck up. Right?
Sure, yeah.
That's not fair. I cannot be anywhere near as scary as Vorb. Not
you gotta try to get
be.
Big.
Just gotta get swole, bro. Start lifting. But not only that, but if Vorb is sitting in the room, 30 children can be climbing on him, having a blast, and he could be napping. This
again,
is easy for Vorb.
Again,
I don't think parents.
Big.
I'm not comparing my parenting to Vorb. Nah, that's
okay.
Not fair.
That's fair. All right, you're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Also,
I think you need a different animal. Are you a better father than a cat, right, or something like that?
Yeah.
So, cat father parenting skills. Bye.
That's what they do, isn't it?
Out. Vorb is also, by the way, a terrible fitness instructor. If you want to keep your kids fit, because the bear workout plan is pretty vague. It's pretty how did you get so swole? You're like, I don't know. I just ate trash. That's all I did. I just ate trash and slept 5 months a year. Sleep's a superpower. That's what trainers tell me. That's what all these
that's what the NFL believes, say. Right?
Yeah, it is. Who practices better recovery than a bear? What'd you do after your active season? Well, I ate salmon for 3 weeks straight. I gained 150 pounds. And then I slept for 5 months and only pooped once.
Yeah, and now I'm ready for training camp. Let's do OTAs.
And now kids love me.
Fuck.
Pat Fitzgerald is fully erect. So I don't know why.
Mitch Trubisky, supplanted by Vorb, starting quarterback. Literal Chicago Bear, Vorb.
Ah, finally.
Like that's hard.
You know what? You know, Chicagoans prize authenticity, so.
I do think you could start a literal Bear at quarterback, and I'll say 15% of Bears fans would be like, yeah, I'm on board with it.
Well,
I think it's a good move.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Trade him to Jacksonville and he could be the masturbating bear.
You know what we got to do? We got to replace Puppy Bowl with Bear Bowl.
Oh, man.
And just watch as nothing happens.
Burble. That is, by the way, the mascot that you'll notice, the live mascot that crept out pretty quickly. Once people kind of started to get super sensitive, they're like, yeah, get rid of this bear. Just get it. Yeah, we don't need it. Nobody.
Yeah, it was the people getting super sensitive that was the problem there. I agree.
Yeah, we're soft as a society. That's the problem. That's what it is. Oh, there's a little bear fight on campus, and the PC libs shut PC down. The snowflakes with the don't like bears.
How late in Baylor's history do you think they actually believed that? I'd say like 1987.
I was going to say.
That's where this country went wrong is when they stopped letting Baylor have a bear.
Until like the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, y'all know how long it took them to get rid of that bear.
Did they replace the one that accidentally hung itself? We've talked about this, so don't act totally surprised.
Oh, I'm not going to act totally surprised. Ryan, what do you mean? I don't know this story.
You do know this story.
There's like entirely Dr. Pepper based.
That's how many schools are there where they had
a company that still won't sponsor us?
Where they had a live bear?
Well, no. I mean, I feel like there's 3-4 like there's several different stories floating through my head of it's like this school had a bear, there was an incident, and it's a lot like it's every school that had a live bear had an incident. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's
goodness,
a
how'd that happen?
Do you know what the bears?
The odds are crazy.
Do you know what
I saw Grizzly Man is the problem here.
So the live black bear names of the mascots at Baylor are Judge Joy and Judge Lady.
Judge Lady.
And Judge Joy and Executioner.
Fuck.
I just Judge Lady?
They let a lady have a job?
Wait, yeah. I thought the bear's name was just Lady.
I don't know.
I feel like I knew this at one point back when we watched Baylor football.
I swear to God, this is a real URL. Baylor.edu/bear.
yeah, they've got like, I remember this, it's like a cream colored website with this weird brownish red writing.
This is yes, okay. There's Lady and Joy. Those are not their full names, I don't think. Because below that, it says the current bear's lady's full name is Judge Sue Sloan, and Joy's full name is Judge Joy Reynolds.
I did not know this, I thought it was just Lady. That's amazing.
They have like a full name.
They named him after like whole people.
Yes. Yeah, like other football, other places you like get like, I don't know, the locker room or the indoor workout facility named after you. Baylor is like, we will name a bear your full. We will like talented Mr. Ripley a bear. A bear will take over your identity, social security number and all. It will be responsible for your debts, and it will gain any inheritance that you do.
It's Waco. You know it actually took over court cases.
Yes. That's why they're called judge.
They don't have courts.
If they had bear court.
Bear court.
I'm just going to let you know that if Baylor
oh,
named...
Oh, man. Bear bailiffs.
If Baylor named a bear after you and you are a judge, then that judge has killed so many innocent people by sending them to death.
100%.
And not even by any of the normal bear methods.
So you're just going to kill it, right? No, that'd be inhumane. I want to hook them up to like 10,000 volts.
You want to hook them, huh?
Oh, God dang it. They get us. They get us every time.
The first live bear... at Baylor looks like it showed up around 1917 when members of the 107th Engineers of the Army's 32nd Division quote acquired a live bear as a mascot. No other details are provided.
Acquired.
Yeah, and they brought him to a Baylor A&M game and they just were like, let's put the bear in a truck and parade him around. There is so much a stretch of this country where if you were a white person, you could do whatever you wanted. And I know that's mostly how it is now, but it was really aggressive back in the day.
It's crazy, man. A lot of America has happened.
Yes.
Might be the most succinct description of this particular show that I've ever heard.
A lot of America has happened.
It keeps happening, too.
You worry about taking like a pocket knife to a football game just in case, like, I don't know, they'll search it and confiscate it, right? Back in 1918, you know.
No, I do not worry about that. Look at this face. Who's going to search me?
That's true. Back in 1918, though, like, the thought process was, well, why not take the bear to the game? They're just Aggies. If it eats one, who cares? That was the actual thought process. That's beautiful. Let him have two. He seems to be a growing boy. They're stringy. He might need a snack. That's amazing. God. That's the minute, like, they, until the 1980s, they fed that thing Dr. Pepper every day. Just an angry diabetic bear named after some kind of hanging judge.
Judge Pepper wants more.
Judge Pepper doesn't really have any agents. You shut up.
You're out of order. Tap, tap, tap.
Bear, hey, I only worry session. If you're out of pepper.
You see these numbers on the...
How did it end up being Dr. Pepper and not Judge Pepper?
Judge,
that's a great question.
I mean, Judge Pepper,
because it's good for
harsh.
You. That's how.
Yeah, that's right. That judge ain't gonna make you better.
Speaking of needing to take the money you get and use it for things.
Ooh, Jason.
Yeah.
I signed up for Acorns today.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
Oh.
Pretty good. I signed up for the middle tier plan, the personal plan that comes with the heavy metal debit card. And I was wondering if either one of you who actually has had these things for a long time can explain the checking account thing to me. I didn't know Acorns was a bank.
I don't have the heavy metal debit card, which is my greatest shame in life. Okay. So I think the three of us, but between the three of us combined,
does
I think we're
we
actually using
the
complete
plans?
Service.
Okay, because Spencer has the family plan, mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, yeah. So you have the heavy metal, Spencer
has
the family.
I have the middle one, yeah.
Okay.
So we will each be able to speak authoritatively to one facet of the service.
I will report back later when I have made use of my heavy metal debit card, because I really did just start this a couple hours ago.
It's like financial Zelda.
Yeah.
And
so Holly has the power because she has the heavy metal debit
card. Correct. Correct.
Spencer has the courage because he has two sons. Mm-hmm. I have the wisdom because I'm going to retire at age 83.
There
thanks to acorns.com/fullcast, which gave me a $5 boost on this massive windfall coming my way once I am decrepit.
What are we up to?
Spencer's already
point?
Decrepit, so he doesn't need that plan.
Yeah, so good.
Well, if Spencer's
anyway,
already 83.
I don't have a financial update because I just started.
Yeah.
But I am part of the game now, and I'm very happy.
Acorns.com/fullcast gives you a $5 head start, in case I didn't say that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had to pay for it, by the way, so y'all know that we're doing this on purpose.
Oh, I crossed 420.
Nice.
Sir!
I
congratulations on all your success.
Must have been a couple days ago, I guess. But wow, what a milestone. What a milestone. I'm going to retire right now on 420. I'm out. Cashing out. Buying a boat.
If I can't live on this for the rest of my life, I don't deserve it.
It's about letting go and letting God.
Got that stonk money.
Once the AMC comes through, once Black Widow comes out in AMC, that's it. I'll be all set.
Yeah, my current Acorns account, which has the early option for kids. Dang. My kids are up to, now explain this to me. I've got one kid who's at $291 and another kid who's at $281. And y'all, I've been doing the same thing. So has my younger child figured out how to embezzle from
we
his
talked
own
about
little
this.
Investment
yes.
account?
Yes, we yes. talked about this before.
We've got mounting evidence that my younger child has figured out how to siphon a dollar at a time, which is exactly what he would do, too. He'd be like, I got to buy this episode of The Office. I'm sorry.
Which of these boys is getting into crypto?
It's my younger child, undoubtedly. He's totally on Coinbase. Like, yeah, Ethereum. I feel really good about Ethereum. Dogecoin's for, like, noobs. I'm on to Litecoin. Yeah, he's totally doing this. But he's still leaving the majority of his investment in his Acorns account because
he's diversifying. That's
it's
right.
Made him a it's made him a smarter investor already.
Damn! Thanks, Acorns.
I did want to discuss the story of the day, which is this, that Oklahoma's
holder... 40 minutes into the show.
Oh, yeah.
Folks,
yeah.
In human news, have you seen this?
Like, we led with bears. Cause
no, that was the second topic.
It's fine. So, Oklahoma's holder is a guy by the name of...
I think this is all fine.
Spencer Jones. And Spencer Jones was originally a quarterback prospect, went to Liberty, transferred to OU. He's been their holder for a while now. And, you know, he's still in Norman. And how do I know he's in Norman? Well, because there was a video that surfaced of him getting into a fight in a bathroom. And I've seen fight videos on the internet before.
I've been in bathroom fights in Oklahoma.
I want to be clear. When Spencer says, I've seen fight videos on the internet before, that is the greatest understatement he's ever uttered on this show.
I've seen every fight. It is incredible.
Got a dude getting suplexed like 3 times by a little guy in cowboy boots in a bathroom with like 9 people standing around going like, oh shit, he's getting suplexed by a guy with cowboy boots on in this, in it, you know. As far as fight videos go, it has some things to it.
Okay.
See, none of this information was provided to me by Spencer.
So I'm gonna break it down.
Just one of your many shortcomings.
I'm gonna break it down for you, and you can judge.
Oh,
so Spencer Jones is, you know, he's like quarterback sized. He's 6'1". He's a taller fella, and he's in this bathroom jawing. With his backup is a guy who kind of looks like he's been described as an 80s movie villain. He's wearing a turtleneck, which that's a powerful move in Norman, Oklahoma. Okay, you got to have some confidence to just wear the black turtleneck and a jacket in Norman, Oklahoma, right? Like you're James Spader in a movie made in 1987. And they are jawing in a bathroom of a Norman, Oklahoma establishment with two guys who appear to just be two little kind of pugnacious short guys, which if I was to give you first red flag, there are two short guys who are not backing down in the middle of a bathroom looking like they want to fight. Anybody want to take a flyer on, is this a good idea?
Never fight the short guy. This is the Percy Harvin rule.
Never
fight the short guy.
Right. Especially don't fight the short guy who's standing there like he knows something you don't about how this is going to go. Don't. It's going to be bad. So they're drawing back and forth in this video. And it appears, by the way, that one of the short guys, I'm going to amp this up a little bit for you and put another warning sign here. All right. Another signal that they just blew through. One of the short guys already has blood on his face.
Oh God.
Do you fight somebody who already has blood on their face? Answer. No,
no,
no. Okay. Is it his blood? Is it someone else's? Doesn't really matter, okay? And they're not backing down.
Because you know what somebody who already has blood on their face is thinking? I'm not going to get hit first this time.
Nope. And that was not the case here because they are continuing to jaw back and forth. And short guy one looks at short guy two and says the following. Which one do you want?
Oh, no.
Hit the eject button, pilot.
Yeah.
Hit it. Yeah. Just get out of there. This plane is not being saved. You are not going to bring this in for a landing. Okay. Just get out of there. There's no cost of being like, oh, you're clearly someone who likes to fight.
When they're plotting it like it's World of Warcraft, like, yeah, just get out.
No. Yeah. You got any power ups? You good? How many hit points you got? We're good?
You're a hobbyist brawler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is something else.
This is also on your resume. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, even if you you play a contact sport, right? You don't play a sport where the idea is to contact, right? You play a sport where contact is part of it, but you don't even play a position where you do that. You're big and strong, but you're not the person who's like, hey, you know what my idea of a good time is? Get hit in the face. Right? Or if these guys are wrestlers, my idea of a good time is puking on a mat for 3 hours straight while some dude puts me in, puts his head like in a triangle choke. Yeah, this is not your realm. You don't want it. So it appears to be like, it looks like things are tense. And then the guy in the back, Captain Turtleneck for reference, just pushes the guy, pushes the short guy number one. All right.
You call him pal, friend.
Uh-huh. And he decides to just escalate by pushing, which is the funniest thing because he's the furthest away. He takes his long arm and pushes the guy who is in close proximity to Holder Spencer Jones. At this point, I noticed something in the video. Short guy one has cauliflower ear. You've blown through signal number four there, pal, because don't ever fight anybody with a thick neck and cauliflower ear. Ever. Ever. They earn that ear. Okay? The hard way.
They earned that ear.
Right? They earned it by having it beaten over and over again in some form of, I don't know, wrestling, MMA, jiu-jitsu. Just something real unpleasant where they got whomped on a lot.
Brother having.
Rugby, brother having, right? Growing up in some town that doubles as like redneck Sparta. Yeah.
MLA
like,
conference.
Yeah, MLA. That's, you know, CrossFit. Yeah, no, not yet. Yeah, please don't assume I'm being serious here. So yeah. At that point, the guy takes, this is the point where you're like, oh, he's gonna die. Short guy one takes his left hand, smears it across his face to get the blood on his hand, and slap Spencer Jones. Like a little play slap.
That's some Uruk-hai shit.
Oh, yeah, no.
I still haven't seen this video. I can't vouch for this.
He fought an orc. That's where you know you're like, oh, God. Yeah, they made this man from the fires of a destroyed forest of Ents. Yeah, like, not good. So slaps him and then proceeds to hammer fist him, beats him down to the ground. And Jason, three suplexes? Three?
So I think over the course of the, because there's this whole other background fight also going on. That one has at least a suplex or two. I know I saw this it becomes a fight scene, not just a fight. There's bonus footage going on in the background as well.
Yeah, which is the second guy. Which it teamwork here. The two short guys dismantle these guys.
Like, it's like this is once the first suplex works. Right? You keep calling. Hey, what would Steve Spurrier do? Keep calling it till they stop it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't call the right defense. They didn't even come close. They did not counter this particular play at all. They take him to the floor, which is visibly wet. One of the most disturbing parts of the video.
It's a very men's bathroom in a bar setting. Like,
the viscosity of that liquid? Way too slick.
Yeah. Here is the detail that will give you a sense of the cleanliness of the floor in this bathroom, all right? When you see this video online, when you see it on Twitter, you know how at the bottom it shows you the little caption where it shows you which account the video came from? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I saw it, this video said Old Row. So that's what the bathroom floor looked like.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, it's far too slick. It is, the viscosity is disturbing for whatever this liquid is on the floor. As one guy said, you put it all out there and took a risk and ended up with your face pressed in the piss hibachi.
That certainly isn't
a one of the greatest comments I've ever seen on the internet. When the camera pulls back, let me just point this out. One, the man has multiple approaches toward getting him in a choke. He's in a rear naked choke because Spencer Jones instantly gives up his back. Don't ever give up your back, y'all. And how does he get in a rear naked choke? He gets the hooks in. By the hooks, I mean the heels, right? So he can control them from the back like some sort of malicious backpack. And what does he have on his feet that he uses to get the hooks in? He's in cowboy boots.
No.
Yes, the dude gets his hooks in for a rear naked choke with cowboy boots on. This is not the first time this person has been in a fight in this nightclub, I would wager.
Maybe not that day.
Maybe not that day. Certainly not the first fight these two have gotten in simultaneously. Because
maybe not during that trip to the bathroom.
No.
You got to fight your way in, and you got to fight your way back out.
That's right.
That's Oklahoma, buddy.
Who's next who's got to poop?
I got to crap real bad. You got to earn it.
You got to do the fucking Oklahoma drill just to go to the bathroom in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's the real Oklahoma drill. Taking a crap in the bathroom of a bar.
Bad. How bad?
How bad? You've got to fight Barry Schitzer over here.
How bad do you want it?
Wow.
P. Roy Selman coming in at you.
Bob Poops.
I would also, by the way, Jason, our boy number one, okay?
I think we need different nicknames. Can we get different number one and number two for these fellas?
Okay.
Thing one, all right. Thing two.
we go A and B instead.
Brawler A. Brawler A at
player
one point.
Player A.
This is unintentional, but man, this is amazing teamwork because, again, these guys just ripped this bathroom up like the Dudley boys, tearing the football player down. Okay.
Diving off the table with the headbutt into the nuts.
I thought they were going to bring out ladders. Like if they had brought out like... Like
that's
if it was like
more like streets of never mind. You know where I was going.
Yeah,
with this.
I love it, but yeah, these dudes. At one point, one guy suplexes another guy into the ass of assailant two. Like
into
assailant two is controlling, and he like suplexes him backwards into the guy's ass. And I was like, that's inadvertent tag teamwork of the highest order. That's amazing. I mean, it looks like some sort of like AEW dark match that they were like, let's do it in the bathroom.
So here's the
AEW
thing,
AEW fart match.